Old Tom Bombadil was a merry fellow. Bright blue his jacket was, and his boots were yellow. Green were his girdle and his breeches all of leather. He wore in his tall hat a swan wing feather. He lived up under hill, where the withy windle ran from a grassy well down into the dingle. Old Tom in summertime walked about the meadows, gathering the buttercups, running after shadows, tickling the bumblebees that buzzed among the flowers, sitting by the waterside for hours upon hours. There his beard dangled long down into the water. Up came Goldberry, the river woman's daughter, pulled Tom's hanging hair. In he went a-wallowing, under the water lilies bubbling and a-swallowing. "Hey, Tom Bombadil, whither are you going?" said fair Goldberry. "Bubbles you are blowing, frightening the finny fish and the brown water-rat, startling the dab chicks and drowning your feather-hat. You bring it back again, there's a pretty maiden," said Tom Bombadil. "I do not care for wading. Go down, sleep again where the pools are shady, far below willow roots, little water lady." Back to her mother's house in the deepest hollow swam young Goldberry, but Tom he would not follow. On knotted willow roots he sat in sunny weather, drying his yellow boots and his draggled feather. Up woke Willow Man, began upon his singing, sang Tom fast asleep under branches swinging. In a crack caught him tight, snick, his clothes together, trapped Tom Bombadil, coat and hat and feather. "Ah, Tom Bombadil, what be you a-thinking? Peeping inside my tree, watching me a-drinking, deep in my wooden house, tickling me with feather, dripping wet down my face like a rainy weather. You let me out again, old man Willow. I'm stiff lying here, they're no sort of pillow, your hard, crooked roots. Drink your river water. Go back to sleep again, like the river daughter." Willow Man let him loose when he...